Welcome to Create Your Own Light, where we harness our past, we embrace our future, and learn to conquer the roadblocks along the way together. I'm your host, Travis Howes. Let's get on with it. This episode is brought to you by YourWelder.com. YourWelder.com is an online directory of mobile welders. Whether at your home or at your industrial processing plant, we come to you. Our community of mobile welders can repair anything from the neighbor's mailbox that you just backed into or the cat bulldozer sitting on your job site. YourWelder.com is a directory of highly skilled professionals willing to help you on your job site on your timetable. YourWelder.com screens all of their welders using tools like photos from social media apps such as Instagram, Parler, and Facebook, even face-to-face meetups. YourWelder.com was built by actual industry welding experts who actually perform this type of work on a daily basis. And here's the best part. They're veteran-owned and operated. So go check them out at YourWelder.com. And also feel free to check them out on social media, where I'll include their links in the show notes. You ever just wake up one day and you're in an amazing mood and you don't even know like where it came from, because so many times you've had those days where you don't know if it's ever just gonna shake off, and then you just wake up one day and everything's just wonderful? Well, boom, that's me today. I'm having a great morning. I had a great morning yesterday, and I know exactly why that is. And what it is this. I'm where I want to be. And you need to ask yourself, are you where you want to be? See, I'm out at my farm last 2 days. I woke up here. I got to have coffee here. I spent all day out here away from everybody, just around animals and an environment that just completely fills my cup. And when I was out on the road, I was away from it. I was doing events, which is great, and I love doing events. But then, you know, I'm tired, I'm jet lagged. I come home, and then I'm in the grind of being home and doing all of that. And when I'm home, like those of you that are just following me now, and you're picking this up, and you're picking up later episodes, and you didn't start in the beginning, I used to have a real big problem with being home in the city where I live with my family. And I needed to escape that. I needed a place for me to just kind of decompress and unwind. And man, I'm telling you what, when you have a place in or a thing in your life that allows you to recharge your batteries, it's the best thing for you, and it's the best thing for the people that love you, and it's best for, honestly, for civilization, because nobody wants a grumpy asshole in riding around town finding fault in everything and yelling at everybody and cussing at everybody. I'm on one of those highs right now where you flip me off, I'd smile and I'd be like, damn, it feels good to be me. You know what I mean? And that's simply because I'm in a place that I want to be. And I'm fortunate enough to have family that supports that. Like, we have a unique situation, my family and I. You know, my wife is totally cool with me saying, hey, I need 2 days, and then I'll be back in 2 days, and then I'll be back to help in the kitchen, help with the girls, you know, do what we got to do. And it's that. But I know a lot of you probably do not have the same supporting cast. And I'm not knocking anybody, but I know every family out there isn't as supportive as my family is. Because I get that a lot. I get a lot of inboxes. I get messages from people. They're like, man, I would love to be able to just get some time for me, but my wife thinks I'm being selfish. I had this happen yesterday. I was on the phone with a guy that I care deeply for. And you know, I've gotten to know him over the last couple of years, and I was on the treadmill at the gym. We were having a conversation over the phone, and he was telling me, he's like, man, anytime I do something for me, she thinks it's selfish. And I try to explain, like, I need this to be the best version of myself. I need this so I can be better, not just for me, but for you, for our children, for my work and everything. So what he says is to avoid that confrontation at home. He does without recharging his batteries. And it always ends up in the same catastrophic place. It always ends up in the arguments. It always ends up in the distance coming between the spouse and the family. And it's just very uncomfortable. So I can't drive that point home enough that if you are in a relationship with anybody, you better take time to recharge your batteries. And if that person cannot support you doing that, I'm not telling you what to do, but you got to find a way to make them or let them understand that this is more important than anything in your life. Like, if you can't be the best you, you are inevitably going to fail for all of them. And I want you to think about that. I'm out here on my farm, and last night, like, I sat down on the couch. I'm watching this series on, I believe it's the History Channel, and it's called The Story of All of Us. And anybody that listens to this, you know I'm a real deep thinker. And it just, man, it makes me sad to really see what human beings are capable of and just how we are, just how greedy we are, how selfish we are, and how none of it fucking matters. None of it. Man, since the beginning of time, y'all got to check this out. Since the beginning of time, man has been scorching the earth and killing one another at astronomical rates and killing each other in barbaric manners, whatever the fucking word is. And just for their own greed, you know, because what we have is never enough. We never have enough. We want more, and we want what the other person has. And if they don't think like us, they're wrong. If they don't have the same views of the world, they're wrong, and they got to die, and they got to go, and we got to fight, and nobody can get along, man. Nobody can get along. And when I sit out here on this farm, I look at these animals, and you know what's unique about them? Granted, they're not lions and tigers, and they're not predators. They're just horses, donkeys, bulls, and cows. But all they care about is eating grass and taking shits. That's it. They don't fight. They don't get out there and argue. My bull doesn't get out there and go crazy. He's a Scottish Highland, so he's like a low temperament bull. He's a little bull. But he doesn't get out there and chase the horses and the donkeys. They all sit out here together, and they have a wonderful life, and they just eat and shit. And I don't understand why we can't just eat and shit and take care of our families, because it's all coming to an end. That's one thing that I saw when I was watching all of those these shows, or this show, The Story of All of Us. I'm sitting there watching it, and all these people dying in these horrible manners, none of them got to enjoy their life because they're so busy defending everything they own. And I'm saying we're going to change the world through this podcast, but it made me think about it like this. And I've done, you know, previous episodes where I talk about none of this means anything, nothing matters, it don't mean nothing. I had all these crazy titles. But it when you're thinking 800, 900, 2,000 years ago, people were still doing the same dumb shit we're doing now. What does that tell you? It means nothing's going to change. The times are just going to keep going. People aren't going to change. We're going to keep robbing and stealing and killing and having difference of opinions and getting butt hurt because somebody has a difference of opinion. And it's going to have an impact on our day. And I'm trying so desperately to not let that have an impact on my day. If you want to realize how fucking stupid people are, just check your social media. And I never realized, I mean, I always knew that human beings can be dumb, but man, now that my Instagram has blown up, my TikTok is about to hit 200,000. Like, I don't have control over it anymore. There's people on there, I have no clue who they are. And I appreciate the supporters, but you know who I appreciate even more? I appreciate the people that don't support me. And this is why. These motherfuckers are so dumb. They say the most outlandish shit, and they have no idea who I am. They have no idea what I'm about, where I've been, what I've done. All they see is a short clip on TikTok, and they attack. And they attack because they disagree with it. And they attack because they have nothing better in their life to do than to disagree with somebody who does not see the world the same way that they do. And this can have a psychological impact on you if you're not a mentally stable or a mentally tough person. I don't give a fuck what people say, but there are some people that really do. And I watch other social media accounts. I'll watch when somebody gets attacked. They go in there and try to defend themselves from a keyboard. And it's like, why are you doing that? Why are you spending a portion of your day on a motherfucker that doesn't matter anyway, right? Think about that. Why ever defend yourself to someone that you don't know, that doesn't know you, it's meaningless, it's pointless, and all it does is has an impact on your day. So I'll get people, man, they do all these, when they see me doing anything that's pro cop, boy, they just go in there and they light it up. That, and there's one recently that actually made me laugh, because we just had a really big event in Shreveport, and for whatever reason, my hair was all fucked up. Now, I'm not a supermodel. I don't put a lot of time into looking pretty. Man, I'm a gnarly dude. I'm a rough around the edges guy. Like, hey, I woke up that morning. I showered. I tried to look presentable with my hair, but I guess I missed a spot on the side, and it was all sticking up like a bedhead or something like that. I rolled into my event. Now, anybody that knows me knows that I'm bringing the 70s back, and I don't button the top three buttons. My shit is unbuttoned, brother. I grew up, that's how men back in the day, they had their shit unbuttoned a little bit. They let it fly. That's who I am. I mean, this isn't a costume for me. That's just who I am. Like, when I go to dinner with my family, my shit's unbuttoned. I'm free as a bird, and I don't give a fuck if you think that's ridiculous or not. That's how I want to dress. That's who I am. I'm not the dude when I do speeches. I'm not the guy that dresses in a three-piece suit and with shiny-ass shoes. I'm not the guy wearing a blazer with a tie on and all of that. I'm a normal human fucking being, and I'm not putting on a goddamn costume to talk to anybody. I'm going to be who the fuck I am, and that's just it. So anyway, people are going on, and I actually found this part funny. Dude was like, man, this motherfucker looks like he just rolled out of a bar. And then one guy's like, he looks like he just woke up and rolled out of a bed and gave a speech. And it's funny. So that stuff I laugh about. And I think people need to like laugh about that stuff too. But you can't take what people say on social media and let it impact your day. What I mean by all of that is sometimes the best defense is no defense. Most people that are listening to this, we are wired for confrontation. We are wired for defending ourselves. And so when anybody comes at us, the first thing we want to do is go on the offense or be extremely defensive. And what I found is I'm not doing any of that. I think sometimes the best defense is no defense. And you just walk away. And it's taken me a long time to get to that point in my life. And that happens, you know, in my daily life too, outside of social media. Sometimes I feel like people are testing me, but what's it going to solve? I know who I am. I know the man that I am. I know the man that I'm trying to become to be, and I know the man I don't want to be. Now, I know if I confront somebody or if I give in to that temptation when I am confronted, I'm going to become the man that I don't want to be. So why do it? There's nothing wrong with giving somebody the last word. This goes back to my earlier message in this episode. People are fucking stupid. They've been stupid for 2,000 years. They've been confrontational for 2,000 years. They want to get a reaction from you. They want what you got. That's another thing about social media. And I'm going to harp on this because I know a lot of people experience this on social media. The first sign that you're doing better than somebody is when somebody comments negative on your social media. Nobody wants to praise anybody, right? Everybody wants to beat somebody down. Everybody wants to talk about how bad someone is or what they're doing wrong, et cetera, et cetera. And that's because they feel inadequate in themselves and at life. So it's easier for them to lash out at other people who are doing better than them. I heard something a long time ago, and this has always stuck with me. Successful motherfuckers do not attack people. Successful people are too busy being successful than to get into petty arguments and to go and berate other people and make other people feel smaller than them. They're too busy being successful to do that. Only unsuccessful people are doing that. People that are not happy with their life, people that are not happy with where they are, what they've been through, etc., they're angry, they're hurt, and they want to inflict pain on somebody else from a fucking keyboard. That's that. So next time you go to react to something on social media, think about two things. Think about, why am I giving this person any of my time, and what's it going to solve? And two, I got better shit to do with my day than sit here and defend myself to somebody who doesn't mean anything, you know, in my life. Now, if that were your mother, your father, a family member who's coming at you, yeah, you might want to take some time and address it, maybe pick up the phone and be like, hey, don't, there's no need to blast me like that, but let's discuss this. But somebody that you don't even know, why would you give them a breath of yours? Shreveport, Louisiana was wild, man. I haven't been able to record since then because I also had to hop on a plane and go hit Valparaiso, Indiana. But I'll talk about Shreveport first. What I'm starting to do something a little differently. If you've noticed with my reels on TikTok or Instagram, I'm starting to lighten that mood up a little bit because when I would do post-traumatic purpose, we talk about all this horrible, gory, dark stuff, what it does, how it impacts our families, blah, 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 blah. I had some humor in there. But now I'm really starting to lean on my comedic background, you know, because I was a professional stand-up comedian for 14 years. And what I realized, I was like, look, I have this ability to actually make people laugh. So why not lighten this thing up a little bit? So I started flirting with that in Shreveport. And what I found was I had a really good time. Like, I had a good time on stage. It still ran me down quite a bit, but I had fun on stage. And that's not something that with mental health I can say has happened too often. There's been very few times where I've had fun on stage. Well, now we're starting to tell a little bit more, have some humor, tell some dark jokes here and there because, you know, first responders love that stuff and just lighten the mood a little bit. And so I took that. And when we were done with that event, I did the same thing in Valparaiso, Indiana, which was another sold out event. And you have 400 something people at that event and, with the Mac Foundation. And I can't say enough good things about them. You know, they take care of the first responders in that region. We had people from multiple states there. We had a guy fly in from California all the way to Indiana. And it was just a really, really good experience. And I'm looking forward to actually kind of not redefining post-traumatic purpose, but changing a few things to where it's a lot more fun and it's not just so mentally draining. And I just want to thank you all for all that support that you've given me. The next stop I have is Amboy, Illinois. That's here in a couple weeks on April the 6th. And then on April the 7th, I turn 46 years old and I'm officially going blind. I can't see. I just had my first colonoscopy the other day. And that was an experience. Well, the first time I've ever had that happen where I was unconscious, anyway. I'm just talking shit now. So apparently that went really well and I should be good to go. We had, I had some issues where I thought I was having some heart trouble, because there was apparently a scar on my heart that they wanted to look at to make sure I didn't have like a heart attack. And apparently that turned out good to go. So I should be good. Hopefully I won't be collapsing on stage in front of anybody, but if I do, you know, thank y'all for being there to, try to help me. Let me ask you a question. You kind of going back to what I was talking about earlier. Do you ever just sit there and think about what makes you happy in life? I think a lot of people don't even think about that. I think many people get so caught up in their daily grind that they don't even know what makes them happy anymore. And they don't take the time for themselves to truly find the things that bring them complete peace in their life. It's go to work, come home, family time, sports, do whatever you got to do, a little bit of TV time. Maybe you have dinner. Maybe your family sits down together at dinner. Maybe you don't. Maybe everybody's in different rooms. And maybe the next day it starts all over again. And very seldom do we actually have time for ourselves. And if you think about the 24-hour day, now I got to break out my calculator because I'm South Carolina educated and I'm done with math. I want you to think about 24 hours, and I'm just going to go off of an 8-hour work day, all right? Not a 24-hour like firefighter shift. I'm just going to go off of a standard 8-hour work day. Now, if you're a firefighter, your police, your corrections, your hospital, your dispatch, your days are usually longer. You're talking 10s and 12s and 24s, okay? So I want you to understand at the end of this, you have even less time. But for the standard 8-hour work day, you wake up in the morning after... let's just say you wake up in the morning and you go to work, okay? You're at work for 8 hours, okay? That leaves you 16 hours left for your day, okay? Now, when you come home, Let's just take an 8-hour night of sleep, okay? You're left 8 hours of sleep that night, okay? That's going to leave you 8 more hours. 8 more hours. Let's say your commute to work is 30 minutes each way. And I'm just going conservatively here, okay? That's an hour of your time total. That leaves you 7 hours. And out of that 7 hours, now you have to make dinner, get dinner ready. Let's take an hour off of that. So now we're down to 6 hours, okay? What if your kids have sports, or what if they have practice or something like that? And let's just say that's an hour conservatively. Now you're down to 5 hours a day. Now, what if your kids have homework? I'm going through my basic scenario. My kids come home, they have homework. That's about another hour that you sit down and you work with them. That leaves you literally 4 hours a day. I want you to think about this. That leaves you 4 hours a day. And this is conservatively now, to do what you want to do in life. Now, that's why so many people, and that's why like happy hour was created, because people are on the go, 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 go so much, they need an hour to just unfucking wind. And that's why so many 9-to-5 people crave the weekends. They cannot wait for the weekend to get here. They cannot wait for the weekend to get here because they have no time in their life to do anything. Now, you want to know the sad fact? If you look at your phone, during that 4 hours that you have, I guarantee you most of us spend an hour on that phone, okay? And that leaves us 3 hours a day in our normal day to find joy and happiness, okay? Your time is extremely limited because of life. Your life is extremely limited because of work. Having the ability to provide for the people that you love. Now, I want you to think about this. Think about that job that you do for 20, 25, 30 years and how much time that takes away from you. Yes, if you enjoy your job, great. But if you don't enjoy it and you keep grinding and you keep grinding just to keep providing, I want you to think about what you're doing to yourself and your family for a measly 3 hours extra a day. For 3 hours of free time a day. That's why it's so important to be where you want to be, to do what you want to do, and get out of a toxic cycle where your time on this earth is completely given to everybody else except yourself. There's no reason why you shouldn't have 10 to 15 hours a day to yourself to do what you want to do and to live your life for you and your family. And I hope to goodness that all of you can find that someday and find that in life to where you're not 2 jobs, 3 jobs. I didn't even take into consideration the people that are working multiple jobs. Now think about going back to what I said. Most cops, most firefighters, dispatchers, healthcare workers, etc., corrections, they're pulling 10s and 12s and 24s. Now firefighters, they get days off, but most of them, they're working part-time jobs to make ends meet anyway. But think about the ones that are doing the 8, 10s, and 12-hour shifts. Now tell me where that extra 3 hours is. You don't have it. Your life is nothing but work. Your life is nothing but homework. Your life is nothing but being in the kitchen, getting dinner ready, and getting in bed so you can get up to do it all fucking over again tomorrow. And then the week after that, the month after that, and the year after that, and the 20 years later, boom, where is your life? Where did it go? And that's why they say time flies. And I have this concept that I try to live by. I think time flies when we give our time away. But I think time slows down when we take advantage of our time and make the most of it. And I want you to think about that. Stop giving your time away to people that are going to take advantage of it, to things that are going to take advantage of it. The most important thing you have in your life is your time. And I cannot express how wisely you need to choose who and what you give it to. I think about those who came before us, and I think about it a lot. And I think about all the men and women that came before me when I was on the job, military, whatever it may be. And I think about my time in service and what I went through and all the kids that came after me. I say kids just because people were younger or whatnot, but all the people that came after me. And I think about especially the ones that came before, like my generation and before my generation. See, now we're at least talking about things now, as opposed to my generation and generations before me. There was none of this. We didn't talk about being better. We didn't talk about being good for your family. You know what we actually did? We actually, I didn't say we bragged about it, but it was kind of like an honorable thing to just be a tough, rugged, mean person. And those, and I'm not saying everybody's going to agree with this, but there's a lot of you out there who know damn well that I'm not lying with this. And we would joke about being divorced. We would joke about how we didn't give a fuck about other people, and we joke about all these things. And I think about, and I'm a little scatterbrained right now because I have like 100 thoughts going on. But I think about like the World War II era, World War I era, and how many of those in Vietnam, just all in a Civil War, like all these people, the stuff that they went through, that, to be honest, is for absolutely nothing. And what I mean by that is like, and I don't want to get in political, like look where this fucking world is headed. And we had all these young people go out and sacrifice themselves. And even, not just the ones who died, but even the ones who lived. And they sacrificed their mental status. And we have all these homeless veterans and all these things. Everybody wants to talk about it, like, but nobody wants to understand it. And these people went fucking crazy for us. Like, they literally put themselves through hell, many of them, for us. And for what? To get to where we're headed, you know, so many of our people have lost their families. They lost their lives. And I'll be damned if I want to sit by idly and watch that continue with our people. And that's what encourages me to kind of do what I do. It's because there's still a lot of tough motherfuckers out there to talk shit. There was some firefighter from Arkansas. I don't even know who he was, but he went on and he blasted me on social media. I never even, like I said, I never engaged with him because I know who that guy is. He's an unhappy person. He's probably on his fourth marriage. His fucking kids probably hate him. And he went on and he blasted me and he attacked me, calling me soft and all this. And this is a guy who knows nothing about me. He knows nothing about where I've been, what I've been through, what I've seen. And I'm not putting my shit above him because I don't know anything about him either. But I'm the kind of person where I'm not going to go and say a fucking thing about somebody I don't know like that. I don't know what that person has been through. But I guess where I'm going is I'm so tired of seeing our lives get destroyed when it doesn't have to be that way. I'm so tired of hearing of the statistics, not just with suicide, but the divorces, the split homes. Like, look what we're doing to our children. Just think about that. When we are not taking care of ourselves, we are unintentionally destroying our children's lives. We're showing them what giving up looks like. We're showing them what real weakness is. Because we want to lean on the bottle. We want to lean on whatever substance. We want to lean on whatever behavior to get us through the day versus putting in the work and versus doing the hard work. And the first thing that people like us do, we always tell people, you got to work hard. You got to work hard to have the things you want. But we will not fucking work hard for our own happiness. That blows my mind. We'll work hard at everything else in life, but we refuse to work hard for our happiness. And the first thing we'll do for happiness is we try to find a shortcut. We try to lean on booze. We try to lean on pills, whatever substance, whatever behavioral trait that you have that make you feel good at the time. We try to lean on that versus putting in the effort and the hard work. It's one of those things where you have, we have people that they will do anything to protect their family, anything, but they won't do anything to protect their family from them. It's okay for me to abuse my family, but it's not okay for a fucking stranger to do it. And that blows my mind too. Why is it okay for us to do things to our family, but it's not okay for anybody else? Like, why do we get a pass? That's weakness. It's absolute weakness that we are afraid to address and we are afraid to confront. Again, going off topic here, this is how my brain works. One of the hardest things for me to, and this is one of the things that I really try to work on, is seeing things from someone else's perspective. And I think I talked about this a long time ago. Like, if you met yourself, what would you think about yourself? If you were just a stranger and you met you, what would you think about you? And what I mean by that is, would you like the person that you're talking to? Or would you see them as a disgruntled asshole? Someone that's negative, someone that is pessimistic, or someone that you would want to be around. You know, one thing that I work really hard on, and I fail a lot at this, but every single time I try, like I don't, back in the day, if I would get in a disagreement with somebody, the first thing I would do is try to force my point of view on them. And I would try to make them see things from my perspective. And as I've grown and matured as a man, I don't try to do that as much anymore. I'm not saying I'm perfect, because I'll catch myself still doing that. But one of the things that when I catch myself doing that, what I remind myself of is, hey, there's two people here. Travis, try to understand it from their point of view. Try to, you know, put yourself in their shoes for a minute and visualize looking at you while you're explaining your point of view, and try to see where they're coming from. And when I can do that, what I have found is that I generally am able to calm down pretty quickly. And if I have an open mind, I can generally see things their way too. But one of the problems with being an alpha type personality is control. And we have a hard time at letting go of that control. And we are very forceful with our point of views and our opinions. And nobody else is allowed to have one. And if you do have one, it better align with mine. And that takes me back to the beginning of this podcast. That's why motherfuckers kill each other. That's why people have wars. That's why we as human beings can't get along. It's because we're so stubborn. And we will not take the time to take other people's point of view into consideration. And there's an old saying, you can agree to disagree. But you don't have to get upset all of the time. You know, one of the things that I see when I watch a debate on TV, like especially the presidential debate with politicians, right? I could never be one of those people. Because they get up there and they're professional and they're tactful in the delivery of their message. And then they let the other person disagree with them. And then they come back to them with facts and all of this. And it's like a professional disagreement. I'd be the worst person, because I'd want to have my hands around somebody's neck on live television. You know what I mean? Trying to force my opinion. Obviously, I'm not going to do that, but I always admired, even if I didn't agree with whoever was debating on stage, I always admired their ability to do that. Now, the last couple of elections have been a little screwy. People are all over the place because fucking, granted, human beings suck. But if you go back previous administrations, I'm not going to say how previous, but if you go back and you'd watch where people weren't so quick to cut each other off, they would let one person talk, the other one would talk. One person would talk, the other would talk. Try that the next time you get into an argument or a disagreement with your spouse. Let them say what they need to say without cutting them off. Let them get it all out. And just sit there and listen. And then before you respond, try to understand it. Don't just go through the motions. Put in the work. Try to understand what they're telling you. Try to understand how they feel. Try to understand what it's like living with you. Try to understand what it's like living with someone that you don't understand. And then try to understand what it's like fixing something you do not understand. And then respond. Y'all, as always, I just want to say thank you for the continued support and just being here. And I really appreciate everything that you all do and the effort that you put into actually working on yourself. And hopefully you're not just listening to this for some, you know, form of short entertainment, but you're actually trying to apply just little things throughout your daily life to become better, not for just yourself, but for everybody in your life. Thank you for supporting my live events, this podcast, my social media, my book. It's just all of it. It truly does mean the world to me. We have a ton of events coming up, and I ask you, if you want to come to one, please go to my website and register. Nothing means more to me, and I mean this, than showing up to these events and meeting you all and having a brief moment where I can shake hands and take pictures with you all. It's the most humbling experience I've ever had in my life because I'm just a dude, but to know that so many people support what I do, I can't tell you how overwhelmingly humbling that is. It's something that I can't even put into words. Like when I used to do stand-up comedy, people would just come because they wanted to go to a comedy show. But when I come to this, people come because they really, truly support what I do, and they want to hear what you got to say. And when y'all come through the line at the end and we're shaking hands and taking pictures, it does mean a lot. And I truly appreciate that. So having said that, I'll see y'all at the next one. Yeah, thanks again. I love y'all. Appreciate it. Hope y'all have a great week. I hope y'all make some improvements. And hopefully you start making some more of the three or four hours you have a day in your life. Hopefully you can start finding little ways to stretch that out a little bit. All right, y'all take care.